This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis with the Old Trailblazer, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners once again at this time. And I'm happy to be back with you folks. Many of you thought maybe the Old Trailblazer had washed away in the Katrina, in the Hurricane Katrina or in Rita. No, we're still going on. The Lord blessed us, and much of our equipment is still able to use. Many of the things, we suffered lots of loss, but we're relocating our facilities or outside the city of New Orleans where it be high and dry and we won't have to run every time a hurricane comes up. So I wish you would pray for me. Let me know that you're still listening. You haven't gone off and left me while we were displaced with Katrina. I don't believe we lost any broadcast, but we may have one or two. But I wish you'd sit down and write me. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. We're bringing you a series of studies now, just simple, plain, everyday studies. We're not a scholar. We don't have no PhDs and all those things behind our name, no. Pastor Shelton often said all he had was a DD, dead dog. And I guess that's about what I have. But we're bringing you a study in the Revelation now, and we're looking there when the Lord came back after the after the two witnesses were killed, and when we come to the third, we see the results of his coming back, and we're going to go back and revisit that third result set forth in the 18th verse, and the times of the dead should be judged. We looked a little bit at that in our last study. Appoint unto man once to die, but after that the judgment. Every individual has an appointment with death, and brother, you're going to keep that appointment. Acts 17:30 says, God has appointed a day of judgment, and this is another appointment that you're going to keep, whether you want to or not. You can't call up and cancel it. You may say, I don't believe in a resurrection. Oh, foolish man, stop playing the fool. There's a resurrection, and you know it. Your conscience tells you that there is a resurrection. You may say, I don't believe there's a God. But I ask you, you know there's a God, but in your heart you have ruled him out. Psalms 14:1. You may say, I believe when a person dies, that's the end of it. And I know folks tell me that. Say, it's just like a dead dog on the side of the interstate. But no, that's not the end of it. Foolishness. Oh, that's foolishness. Why continue to play the fool? You are a child of destiny. You are a child of eternity. And the coming day of wrath involves you as a Christ rejecter. You shall stand before him on the great judgment day and be judged according to the light that you have had. Listen, according to your attitude towards Christ and according to the sins you have committed, according to Revelation 20:11-15. Thank God, thank the Lord, the sin question for the believer was settled there on the cross of Calvary. We mentioned in our last study how that Christ willingly went to the cross there and paid my sin debt and yours. If you come to him, the judgment day for the born again one was held back there on Golgotha's hill. Listen, I like to think about it surely, but I don't have the vocabulary to describe what happened there. When God demanded from his son justice that was held against over every one of his elect, the Lord Jesus Christ bowed his head, received the stroke of God's divine justice against our sin. Listen, as someone put it, payment God will not demand twice. Oh, listen, payment God will not twice demand, first at my bleeding surety's hand, and then again at mine. Brother, it is Christ or judgment. It's Christ or hell. It's mercy or wrath. Which will it be? Yes, I asked you, which will it be? Now we come to that fourth result, and that was, in that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants. Yes, at the time of the seventh angel blast his trumpet, it will usher in reward. I hope you'll go there and read these verses. Don't be afraid of the book of Revelation. It's not something hard to understand if you take your time. Listen, at the time of the seventh angel, it will usher in rewards to the prophets. Means to the Old Testament prophets who delivered their messages at any cost. Would you like to think about? I do. I have different books depicting and telling the life stories of some of those old prophets of God, Fox's Book of Martyrs and others, who gave their lives starting with the apostles, gave their lives to preach the gospel. I remember reading John Bunyan's life story, how he hid in the top of a barn without any lights in it, without even a coal oil lamp, and had a few there listening, and they just got quiet while he spoke softly and preached the gospel because of fear. Fear if he'd have gotten caught. And he was put in jail for preaching. He sentenced to, I believe, 13 years in the jail. And the jailer took a liking to him because he was a godly man, Bunyan was, and he felt sorry for him in a way, and he told him, said, "Mr. Bunyan, if you just quit preaching, I'll let you out." He said, "No, sir, I can't do it." And he wouldn't do it. So the jailer kept befriending him, and he let him go home at night and stay at his house. He didn't live too far from the jail. His wife did. He had children. One night he was on the bed. He said at 2:00 in the morning, and something woke him up. It was the Spirit of God, of course, and he felt led to get up and go back to the jail. And he got up, went to jail, lay on his bunk, and after a while the jailer come in and said, I just wanted to see. I had an idea you wasn't here, and the authorities are coming. He said, "No, sir, I'm here, Mr. Jailer. I'm right here." The Lord had warned him. Oh, but listen, my friend, listen. When now we come to that fourth result, and these rewards are to the prophets of the Old Testament who delivered their messages at any cost, even death. They shall receive their rewards first. They shall receive their reward first. And he says, and to the saints, and then to them that fear thy name, oh, listen, small and great. Yes, all through the New Testament, there are rewards given to those who are faithful, who suffer as martyrs for Christ, those who stand in the breach for lost souls. We don't deserve any rewards. No, because all that we do worthwhile, God does through us and in spite of us. As Paul said, we are only earthen vessels, 2 Corinthians 4. And what weak, corrupt vessels God uses sometimes to speak his message is true. I've often thought that whatever reward the Lord Jesus sees fit to give me, I'm going to take it up and lay it at his feet and say, "My Lord, it's all because of thee. I'm not worthy. You're worthy. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for bringing me home at last. Thank you for my new body, and thank you for my new home. It's all of grace. Therefore, I will lay it at his feet, and there will crown him Lord of all." Yes, Lord of all. It is said that the oldest crown of history is the crown of the Lombards, last worn by Napoleon Bonaparte, and it went down on the battlefield there at Waterloo. It is said the most beautiful crown was a crown of Robert the Bruce. It went down. It is said the most costly crown is the crown of the British Empire. That crown will go down, slowly going down now. But my friends, I know of a crown that is older than the crown of the Lombards, more beautiful than the crown of Robert the Bruce, more costly than the crown of the British Empire. It was once a crown of thorns, pressed down upon the brow of the Son of God as he hanged on the cross of Calvary. But today, it is a crown of glory. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Oh, isn't that a gracious thing, my friend? Then we come now to the fifth result of the Lord Jesus stepping forth as King of this earth, and that is to destroy them which destroy the earth. The hour has come. God is stepping up and stepping forth and saying to man, "Halt, stand still." Man, since the fall, has been a destroyer of God's earth. Paul said, "Destruction and misery are in their ways," Romans 3:16. Man has appropriated all the inventions of science to his own selfish end to destroy. But God says that one day that will be put an end to. Everything in the world then will be used for God's glory and man's good. "Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly." That was the cry of the Apostle John. Then John said, "And the temple of God was opened in heaven." And what did he see? The ark of his testimony. Yes, there's a little literal temporal in heaven. And the one on earth that Moses built was after the pattern of the one he saw in heaven. In that temple in heaven is the Ark of the Covenant, which declares God's purposes and his faithfulness. The Ark of Gold was the place of God's dwelling place with his people. But we see here it is a place of the putting forth of God's judgment. Because from that temple we heard lightnings and voices and thunderings, and there followed an earthquake and great hail. God is doing this to restore the kingdom of Israel. Every one of you who are of the Jewish race, listening to the old trailblazer, listen, O people of Israel, not far in the future now, God is going to restore you back to your promised land. You may be going back there now in unbelief. You may be going to see him whom, but you are going to see him whom you have pierced. Revelation 1:1. You're going to cry, my Messiah, my Messiah. You will weep and mourn as old Zechariah in Zechariah 12. You will mourn as one mourneth for his firstborn. It will be a great day of repentance. There will be, according to that same prophet Zechariah 13:4, that God will open up the fountain of cleansing. Aren't you glad there's a fountain of cleansing open, my friend, for sinners? Go there and read Zechariah 3:14. God will open that fountain of cleansing to the house of David. Great is the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, we could say, what? Amen and amen. We could say amen. Be it so, my Lord. Be it so. And that's what we say, amen. Amen. We bring the message to a close, and I hope these messages mean something to you folks. They mean all the world to me. They do. And I'll be glad to put you on my mailing list if you'd like me to get these, our monthly magazine, the Voice of Truth magazine. Every month we publish it, and some of these articles are in the magazine. There's other articles there by Pastor Shelton and Dr. Copeland, and we write a letter there to our listeners every month. And those things that may be of interest to you, the radio schedules are there, and the internet broadcast is there. And then we have Pastor Shelton's booklets, probably 400 or 500 titles that he published while he was living, messages he brought over the radio, and we send those out free and postpaid to anybody. A lady called me last night wanting those booklets to give out. We have truckers all over America. We have coal porters who go in the hospital, the jail, and wash your tears. Put them out. Leave them where somebody, some poor soul, man wrote me one day and said he picked one up out of a garbage dumpster and read it. The Lord blessed it to his heart. I know that everyone won't have the gospel. I'm not a fool. No, I know that. But the Lord can use those things, my friend. The Lord said he used to take a crooked stick and hit a straight lick with it, doesn't he? He said he'd make the crooked thing straight, doesn't he? Oh, my friend, but listen, he tells us to go forth, getting out the gospel, and we do that day after day because of his grace. We do it because of the love of God that's in our heart, that he saved a bunch of us old sinners here at Radio Mission, and we want to get out the gospel. Folks give their money to send these broadcasts out. These broadcasts cost money. Money and time, sweat and blood. But yet it's a work, a labor of love, my friend. Would you like to be a part of it? If you would, write me and tell me. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans 14, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, saying it's always good to have you folks with us. Holler across the back fence and tell the folks, the Old Trailblazer coming on when you do that next time. Would you do that? And I appreciate it. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.